My father-in-law caught me doing naked pull-ups. Padded Room Podcast, doubling down on you this week. My name is Darian. Miss Monica is here.
I am here.
You're wearing your work clothes.
Yes, I am.
I've never seen you not in a baggy hoodie and baggy jeans. You look at you got your nurse scrubs on.
Yes.
You look amazing. Yeah, you look like a female, for starters.
Which Thank is you.
Not something that you usually come. I usually get you and Buddy confused most of the time. I have to wait.
I have longer hair than Buddy.
You do now. He had longer hair before, and he was dying it red. So from behind, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'm wildly attracted to one of you, though. I'll tell you that. Somebody is in the house.
Yeah.
What's up, Buddy?
Oh, not much.
We missed you last week.
Yeah, I missed you guys. Missed everybody.
No, you did not.
I did.
You lying sack
I really
of
wanted
shit.
To be here.
It says freedom time.
Is that what it is? Did you take a personal day?
I kind of had to.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, it was my last day off, so. Mm. Yeah, then 7 days a week now.
Double jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You're a beast, my
yeah,
friend.
76 hours a week.
Forget it. Forget that. Why did you do that? Unless you have like a meth habit or something.
No.
Are you going to try heroin? Is that what you're doing?
Just paying off some stuff. And
he can't sleep. That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's it.
He's going to go all Tyler Durden on us.
I'll do it while I'm young anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the best time. Very cool, inmates. We are coming to you live on a Thursday night. We're going to be going through some schedule changes with Buddy's Insano work schedule. We're going to make it work, though, so that the three of us can still come in and talk to you on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to be, this next week or two is going to be kind of sporadic, but we'll keep you up to date on what we're doing on the Facebook page. So by all means, go check out the Padded Room Podcast Inmate Recreational Area to keep up to date with that.
Absolutely.
In the meantime, we got the usual crap show to get into here. We got horror news, listener mail. We got, did you happen to catch last week's show, my friend?
No, I
haven't. Okay, well, good, because you missed out on a royal ass-chewing from GP.
Oh, yeah?
He was not happy with your trivia at all. Your lack of knowledge when it comes to things horror. I think he said you gave him an aneurysm or something.
I got chewed out, too.
Yeah.
I got the personal messages. You don't know?
Wow. He went behind my back to give you the ass chewing?
I'm like, what?
All right, horror news.
That's probably going to be a weekly thing.
Yeah. Horror news.
Booyah. What do you guys got? Anything?
All right. So, unfortunately, Jack H. Harris, producer of The Blob, passed away in his home, 98 years old, on Pi Day, 314.
That's a hell of a run, 98.
Yeah. And what a coincidence. We just did the movie, too.
He was waiting for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, I got to get those guys. I got to see what they have to say about my movie, then I'll check out.
Yeah.
That sucks, man.
Mm-hmm. Electric Zombie unleashes Freddy Krueger and Metallica mashup t-shirt line. They got like one shirt from Master of Puppets albums and a couple more. They're selling for like $25 a piece.
I think I'm going to get one. I saw them. They're badass.
Yeah.
My favorite is the Ride the Lightning.
That's cool.
The Ride the Lightning shirt has the wheelchair from Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
Oh, I like that one.
That's badass.
Yeah.
Yeah. And see what else. J.D. Dillard is working on the Fly remake, which is in development at 20th Century Fox.
Mm.
Fly remake.
So this would be a remake of a remake? Is that what we're doing?
That's what it looks like.
I don't know, man. I don't think you're going to get any better than Cronenberg when it comes to The Fly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, watching it now, watching the original now, it's pretty goddamn silly.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the end. Help me! Help me!
Who's going to star in it? Do we know yet?
No clue.
Mm.
Yeah.
If I had to pick somebody to be the next fly guy, I would probably go with like a Bryan Cranston.
Oh. Yeah.
Breaking Bad.
Hmm.
Who I'd pick.
Isn't he a little too old though?
Well, you need like a stately looking doctor scientist type of a dude.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Simon Pegg.
That's too silly. You're silly.
But that'd be a good way
like
to go.
That's like having Chuck in there.
British fly.
I say, old boy.
Mm-hmm.
Looking rather insecty.
And CBS is getting ready to do Winchester film. Production's beginning on this. You familiar with this at all?
I am. Spyrig Brothers set to direct this one. They actually just wrapped the Saw Legacy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they directed that. Have you guys seen a movie called Daybreakers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they did that one. They also did another movie that I didn't care for at all called Undead.
I haven't seen that one.
These guys are Australian. Undead is like a zombie apocalypse,
mm-hmm.
but at the end, the zombies start flying, which I thought was pretty stupid.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah,
okay.
It's pretty dumb.
Hmm.
I like Daybreakers, though.
I don't know,
that one wasn't bad. So I'll check that one out. Yeah, it's going to be about the Winchester house, and it looks like it's going to be a kind of like a prequel, like a Sarah Winchester and her constantly adding on to the house. And it's worth checking out. I'll take a look at it.
If it's R-rated.
It's going to be for CBS Films.
Yeah,
CBS. So it's probably going straight to regular TV.
Helen Mirren's going to be in it.
Oh.
As Sarah Winchester?
Yes.
Blah!
And who was the other guy? Jason Clark.
I don't know who that is.
He was in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes and Zero Dark Thirty.
Delightful.
Yeah.
Huh.
So production on the film is going to take place in Melbourne, Australia, before moving to the actual Winchester Mystery House in San Jose, California.
You guys ever been in the Winchester Mystery House?
No.
I'd like to go.
It's kind of a waste of time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's fine, but it's like... you got a bunch of weird stuff, like weird stairways that go to nowhere and doors that open up into nothing.
Is there any way to sneak in there and stay the night?
What you want, that's what you want to do, is spend the night in there.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know if they do that. I went on the guided tour, and I was very bored with it.
Well, we don't want anybody to know that we're sleeping or hanging out in there.
Yeah.
Do like we did in Virginia City.
Oh, yeah. That'll work out perfectly.
We need to have the distractor... to distract security while we sneak
in. That's
inside.
Chuck's job.
Yeah.
Chuck will go over to him and start complaining about his job. Put that security guard to sleep in no time.
Right. All right, that's all I got. What do you got?
Oh, let's take a look here. How about life-size Freddy and Jason busts? How dope would that be?
Busts?
Busts, yeah, you know, like the statues.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like from here up.
Oh, okay.
Without the arms. Like extremely lifelike. Removable mask on Jason.
Oh wow.
Actual Freddy, like metallic blade glove on Freddy.
Well, that would be kind of cool.
Gonna be released later this year from Elite Creature Collectibles, limited edition. 700 Freddy's, 500 Jason's. You're looking at, there's no price listed. I'm gonna ballpark them about $1,500 each.
You're getting one, aren't you?
I would love to. I'm gonna start a Kickstarter to get me one of these bus thingies. How weird would that be, though? I don't think I could beat off in here anymore.
I want the Freddy Krueger one. I wish they had the Michael Myers. That would be cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Speaking of bus, Monica, how's Danielle doing?
Oh.
Are you having any weird experiences? Or
no, just that first night.
Yeah.
It was, like, horrible. So I had, like, the Linda Blair Exorcist dream.
Okay.
And when I woke up, I was like, oh, fuck, why am I dreaming of that? And then I fell asleep and went right back into that nightmare.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
And so I woke up, and the first thing I thought was the fucking doll. So I moved her into the computer room.
Okay.
It's going to search porn on its own.
She's seen enough. I had her over there. She can, yeah, she's seen plenty of porn.
Yeah, my dogs were like trying to lick her and stuff.
I'm really?
Like, do not try to lick her.
Wow. Alrighty.
Is this for me?
Nasty. What else we got here? Are you guys by any chance fans of the Misfits? The horror punk band?
Not really.
No? Mm-hmm. A little bit before my time, actually. Yeah. They were pretty hot in the late 70s. The lead singer, Doyle Wolfgang von Frankenstein, is set to star in a remake of Don't Look in the Basement. You guys remember that one?
No.
Public domain classic.
Huh.
It's a lot like that. I don't know if you were with us, buddy, but we did I think it was immersion therapy. What was that Kate Beckinsale movie?
Oh, the Stonehurst Castle.
Yes, it's basically the same thing.
Hmm.
Did you see that one?
Yeah, I think that was one I picked.
Well, probably. It's basically the same thing. Young doctor shows up at a mental institution. Something is very obviously not right here, and then we realize that the inmates are running the asylum, and all the doctors are locked in the cells.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Same exact same.
Okay.
So that's something to look forward to.
Hmm.
Cool. Lastly, it looks like Fede Alvarez, you guys remember this dude? Don't Breathe and the Evil Dead remake.
Oh, okay.
He's a pretty bad motherfucker, if you ask me. Looks like he is going to be rebooting the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo franchise.
Oh.
With a new installment called The Girl in the Spider's Web. So they're calling it a reboot, but I guess there's taking it in a whole other direction.
That's weird.
Yeah. Huh. You guys watch those movies at all?
I have them on my queue to watch.
I just watched the first one.
They are like 3 hours apiece.
Oh.
I suggest you watch the original, what is it, Icelandic or Norwegian?
Oh, I didn't even know there was an original.
Yeah, the original has Noomi Rapace in it. The Americanization has, what's her name, Rooney Mara?
I think so.
Yeah,
there is some pretty violent mouth rape.
In both of them?
I don't know. I've never seen the Americanization.
Oh, okay.
I just saw the original one, but that's pretty...
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
With the mouth rape.
Hmm. All right.
Woo! Look out, mouth rape! Speaking of mouth rape, shall we get into some... Let's get into some listener mail.
Yeah.
I'm going to mouth rape these people.
Listener mail.
All right, fuck off. I'll drop it in later. All right, we got emails. We got voicemails. We don't have as many as we usually do because it's a short week for us here in the padded room. Let's start it off with a new patron subscriber.
Woo!
How about that shit?
Yeah.
Who is this guy? I have no idea who this guy is. All he left were his initials, RCB. Does that ring any bells?
That'd be Ryan, maybe?
RCB.
No, Ryan's last name starts with an S.
Yeah, I don't know.
What about Ray? What was his last name?
Oh.
You remember?
I don't remember.
The army guy from Michigan? I don't know who this is, RCB, but if you're listening, and I hope you are, thank you very much for your donation.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
If you feel like it, get with me offline, and I will send you some cool stuff.
Or even send us a picture.
Or just
of your watch. Or your purse.
By that she means your penis.
It could be a female.
That's true.
Send us a picture of your purse.
Send us your vag. That's fine too. Very cool. Thank you very much, RCB.
Accepting applicants.
That's good times. Up next we got Tim coming in from Sydney, Australia.
Right on.
Subject line, Australian accents. Hey guys, how's things? Terradome. Oh shit, hold on. Hold on there, Tim.
Mm.
I want to pick my fighter for the singles, someone that has never been in the competition. Not to my knowledge, anyway. Victor Crowley. You guys know that name, Victor Crowley?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
He's from the Hatchet movies. You guys seen those?
I've seen one.
Yeah. He's the villain from the Hatchet movies.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Tim, I'm putting you down for Victor Crowley.
Very cool.
Yeah, he's never been in, so that'll be interesting. I'll get back to you. I'll get back to you. The Pack, this was an okay film. Very much like the breed, but what was with the accent? The father was so over the top, and so many Australian films do this. They overplay the Australian accent so much it's embarrassing. And you know it's over the top when I can notice it. Do we really speak like that? Fucking hope not. Anyway, till next time, good day.
I don't know enough Australian people to know
if they're speaking it or
not. Yeah, I mean,
I couldn't.
I mean, when I think Australian accent, I think of the Crocodile Dundee guy.
Well, of course. But
that's really all I have to go off of.
I always think of Flight of the Conchords, but they're from New Zealand.
Yeah, they're New Zealand, yeah.
And you can tell.
Mel Gibson.
I think he's a Kiwi too, isn't he?
Is he? From New Zealand. I don't know.
I could be wrong about that. But if you can tell the difference between a Kiwi and an Aussie if you really listen.
You can.
Yeah.
Because the...
Don't you dare get them confused.
No, the guys from Like a Storm are from...
They're Kiwis,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so you could tell.
Whoa, buddy.
Huh.
I don't know. I don't know, Tim. I didn't really notice.
I didn't either. I mean,
yeah. All right. It's kind of weird, though, because I think there's like a regional accent in Australia.
Nicole Kidman's from Australia.
Yeah. You know how we have like the New York accent, Chicago mm-hmm. accent? Mm-hmm. I think there's...
Boston accent.
Boston. I think they have varied accents from... Mm-hmm. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. Here comes Tony. Not in the junk folder. Subject line, creatures. Greetings, padded room. So I wasn't paying attention last week and thought you said Slither, not Splinter. So I didn't watch the feature movie this week. I feel I still get points for watching a badass creature movie. I like Slither. Slither's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. As for the pack, I said it a couple of weeks ago. I do not want to die by a pack of feral dogs.
Right?
We're in agreement on that, Tom. For my top three creature features, number three, Black Sheep. You guys seen Black Sheep?
The one with...
Not Chris Farley.
Oh, okay, then no.
No, it's a... I think it's Australian or New Zealand. About like a herd of sheep that get radiated or something like that, and then they start attacking people.
Oh!
And those people turn into like these half-sheep hybrid beast things.
Oh, goodness.
It's...
Oh, I'm going to have to write this down.
It's a... I found it to be more of a comedy. Number two, Troll Hunter. You guys seen Troll Hunter?
Yes.
Mockumentary, found footage. That one's pretty badass. Number one, Feast. The first one is great. The other two aren't terrible. Those movies are just ridiculous. The Feast movies.
I haven't seen the Feast ones.
Oh, it gets absolutely ridiculous. The first one is like a home invasion at a shitty bar.
Hmm.
And then after that, you get into like midget wrestling.
Oh, goodness.
And weird like panty catapults that they build and used car salesmen. It's great.
Wow.
Also, a buddy of mine started his podcast, Hit It Again. I put a link in the Padded Room Facebook page. If you have 18 minutes to spare, give him a chance. He's talking about recasting / remaking movies from way back when, like the 90s. Actually, anything at least 20 years old. Thanks, until next week, Tony. You got it, Tone.
Yeah, very cool. Check it out.
I will check that out.
Mm-hmm.
I have more than 18 minutes to spare.
Right.
So I might listen to it twice. Or three times. We got some voicemails here. Let's start it off with this guy. I believe this to be Cake Wolf. Did you guys see the latest Cake Wolf tweet?
No.
The silver shamrock milkshake colada or whatever it is.
Oh, that sounds good.
It sounds amazing. Yeah. It's like... I don't even remember. I remember there's like two scoops of mint ice cream in it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes. That is fattening and drunk inducing.
Especially with the nice weather coming up.
Oh, beautiful. This fucking Cake Wolf is going to turn me into an alcoholic. Right? I'm going to be like, I'm a horror fan. I got to drink this stuff. And then I'm going to have cirrhosis or something. All right, here comes Cake Wolf.
I like how you guys are recording tonight. As a preemptive measure to avoid the embarrassment of what could happen on Saturday.
Uh-oh.
Since you guys will probably be smashed out of your minds from St. Patty's Day.
Oh. You're probably right.
Three on a meat hook.
What do you got?
I've got Brain Damage, The Crawling Eye, and Godzilla Final Wars.
Watch that movie
any time of the day.
Okay.
As far as immersion therapy, the pack wasn't that bad, but it did have a major problem. If I had a pack of wild dogs, trying to kill my family and I had a veterinarian office nearby, I would just throw some drugs and some meat and that would be that.
That's a smart move.
All right, guys.
I didn't think of that.
Well,
I didn't
thanks for the last show. Really enjoyed Deep Rising.
It's a good show.
One of my all-time favorite movies that I was that I watched with my father when I was a kid. So I appreciate you guys covering that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very cool.
Very cool, Cake Wolf. Boop, 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 boop. Let's see here. That was Cake Wolf. Here comes Cake Wolf again, I believe. Unless he butt dialed us again. Butt dialed us last week.
I had a question I forgot to ask you.
Okay.
If you could have your own pack of killer whatevers, what would it be?
Oh.
You can't control the pack. They kind of do what they want.
Oh.
You might have some limited control.
Okay.
I guess you're nice to a pack of wild dogs. You keep feeding them bacon. They probably like you and do what you say more often. But for myself, I would choose killer tomatoes. Kind of the Killer Tomatoes, the movie. You could turn the tomatoes into a bunch of hot broads, a whole pack of them.
That'd
be pretty sweet.
Work?
And if they get too unruly, you just play some tunes and turn them back into a tomato. All right?
Beautiful. That's apparently, it's been too long since I've watched the Killer Tomatoes movies. Okay, let's see here. A pack of anything. I'm going to go with Attack Crows. A murder, number one, of attack crows. How dope would that be?
Yeah.
I would just have them, like, fly overhead. I would have them show up at places before I do, because how fucking badass would that look, right? Like, I'm on my way to work, and they get there, and they're just, like, circling around the office. Oh, shit, here comes Darian. Somebody fucks with you. Pecking and fucking scratching. You might lose one or two of them, but fuck, man. It's a whole murder of crows. I'm going with attack crows on that, Cake Wolf. Monica, how say you?
Well, the first thing that popped into my head is I love these things to death is silverbacks.
Oh, God. Oh.
I love them.
Yeah. Roll into like a skinhead bar. With a, I don't even know what they come in, with just a big group of silverbacks.
Yeah.
This is now my skinhead bar. You all can get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
They're so cute. I just want to always hug them and give them kisses.
Dude, they will rape your mouth. They will mouth rape you.
They will mouth rape you, yeah.
Those things are friggin' dangerous, dude.
Yes, they are.
I think they're endangered too, aren't they?
I know. I've watched the documentaries.
Yeah.
And it's just terrible.
Oh, absolutely.
I just love them. They're awesome, and they are so smart.
They
it's
are.
Just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm, they are. Crows are smart, too. They have
like pigeons.
They can like recognize faces and shit. I read that in a popular science magazine. Like people are trying to train them, and if they piss them off, then the crows will follow them, and then they'll like shit on their car and stuff. So they have to wear like masks when they go in there to train the pigeons.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Crows are fucking smart, dude. If you give them like walnuts,
uh-huh.
They can't get it open. So they'll find a busy intersection, drop the walnut, let a car run it over, and then go down and get the nut.
Oh, I can see that. You know,
fucking crows.
I had a pack rat that lived in the little wood trailer at one time, and that fucker was like smart. I had him trained. I like started feeding him nuts, and I started calling him Charlie. So
nice.
I actually have a picture of him on my phone too.
That doesn't surprise me, buddy. What do you think?
That's a tough one. I'm gonna have to go with Black Widows.
Oh, that'd be
shit ton of them.
Oh yeah, that would fucking creep me right out, dude. If you just like somebody at work was fucking with you, and you just sent
just one single one, just
no, dude. Wait till they're out of their house. Let the fucking herd in there. Come back, their whole house is a giant cocoon.
Cobweb.
Fuck
yeah.
You. Oh Jesus.
Or they
Black
crawl
widows.
Into bed and
oh,
the widows
God.
Are at the end of the blanket.
Remember arachnophobia?
Yeah.
Oh, forget it. I don't have a problem with spiders. I just, when there's like five or eight of them, then they start to freak me out a little bit, you know?
Especially when you get the one spider and you, like, step on it, and like, millions of them, little babies come out.
I've done that. That sucks.
I've seen that on the wolf spiders. She carries all the babies on her back. Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
Forget that. Not interested in any of that. I'll stick with my crows will eat your spiders. How about that shit? Oh. And then her fucking silverbacks will probably mouth rape my crows.
Yeah, maybe. They'll just grab it.
Yep. Scary. All right. Very cool, Cake Wolf. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
I'm not just sure who this guy is. So let's see who this is. I think he's calling from Utah.
Hmm. Hey, what's up, Patadroo? Anyway, this is Troy calling from
Utah. Oh, it's Troy. Hey, Troy.
I've been a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Very cool. Very cool.
Anyway, first and foremost, for you, Darian, congratulations on the new child coming on its way.
Oh,
and
thank you very much.
You, Monica, thanks, you know, for being my Facebook friend and everything like that, and good for you to have a new job.
Thanks.
Anyway, my three on a knee hook would be number three would be Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Solid.
Mm-hmm. And the second one would be Cloverfield.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And The Thing would be number one.
That is a creature.
Anyway, you guys are doing a great job.
Thanks, man.
But anyway, to kind of put a memory thing into your head, Darian, I remember meeting you at Bert's Tiki Lounge and you came down to Die Monster Die. And
I remember that.
Shane and Mike's podcast for the Friday the 13th thing.
I remember that.
You seem like a very quiet guy.
Quiet.
But, yeah, you told me about your podcast. I kind of was intrigued and back then. It's good to know that you got two people now that are actually interested in the horror genre of movies that are
that helps.
People you had.
That helps quite a bit. Yeah, right?
And then when you did it by yourself, it was very, like,
I'm going crazy.
Scraping kind of thing. But
yes.
Good to know you got something a little bit more clicking and things like that. So anyway, keep up the good work, and maybe I'll call in later. Thanks, bye.
Very cool, Troy. Yeah. Thanks for calling in, finally.
Yeah.
Glad you called in.
Good times. Yeah, I had a beer or two with Troy.
Wow.
They're at the old Tiki Lounge. He's good people.
Very cool.
Oh, that was a night. That was a rough night right there.
Oh, yeah?
I was fucking completely hammered. I was threatening to beat up Ari Lehman, or Lehman, whatever his name is. I pretty much derailed the corpse cast. I don't think I let... I brought Nicole, Mike, and Dale with me. I don't think I let any of them talk. They would like, oh, I think Dale... give me the fucking microphone. I'm not done yet. If I see him in public, I'm going to choke him with his own stupid hair.
Oh, wow.
It was bad. It was bad times. It was fun, though. I got to meet Troy and my heroes, Mike and Shane. And we had fun.
Right on.
Very cool, Troy. Thanks for calling in,
different
my man.
Different zip code.
Yes. You can go nuts. Just try not to get arrested is the main thing. And I think that's going to be it on the listener mail this week. You guys got anything for Tim, Tony, Troy, Cake Wolf, or RCB?
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, RCB. We need to know who you are.
Yeah. Yeah, man. If,
we really appreciate it.
We really appreciate it. If you want to get with me, you know how to find me, and I will send you some cool shit. As usual, inmates, the mental health hotline is area code 775-387-0275, or you can get us on the regular old email at thepaddedroom2011@hotmail.com. Buddy, do you have a creature feature meat hook prepared?
I do. All right, so number three, The Relic.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, forgot about that one.
Number two, The Thing.
Right.
And number one, Alien.
I guess you could call that a creature feature, yeah.
Which one?
Alien.
Yeah?
I mean, it's funny the way that horror movies kind of, it's hard to define these days because they're all getting mashed together.
Oh, yeah.
Like The Pack, for example. We could pretty much call that a home invasion movie.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah.
In a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
So, very cool. Right on. Why don't we go ahead and get ourselves into a movie then, shall we?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to like camping. She looks not right.
Well, what do you want to do?
Turn it off. Get in the car. pull over.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, sorry, I didn't...
Kill me! Wesley!
Ah! Sam!
Get inside!
Who was that?
Move away from the glass. They tracked us somehow.
We gotta get out of this gas station.
Wait, wait! Stopped.
I think it's gone.
Drop the gun!
You're under arrest!
Get in your car!
There's something out there!
Run!
Watch the splinters! Don't want to stick you. There!
It's gonna get in near me! It's gonna kill it! You okay?
Don't touch it, please!
Talking a little Splinter from 2008.
Hell yeah.
I guess you could call this, I mean, it's, I qualify it as a creature feature, but I guess you could also call it bio horror too, right?
Yeah.
Body horror, which is a weird subcategory. Dude, I'll fight a zombie or a werewolf. I'll probably lose, but I don't want anything inside my fucking body. That'll jack me right off. Or up. Yeah. Jack me up, probably. I need to be better at differentiating jacked off versus jacked up, I guess. Something I need to work
on. I think you nailed it.
Oh, it's Splinter from 2008, kids. Starring Charles Baker, Jill Wagner, and Paulo Costanzo. How many times have I told you guys not to go camping?
Right?
Don't go camping. Why would you go camping?
I didn't see anybody poke it with a stick either.
Nobody, dude, I don't think I would poke this with a stick. Be honest with you. I don't want to get within stick range.
That dude with the glasses is the beginning of it, though.
Yeah. I know. Don't poke it with your finger. Get a stick. If you got to poke it, get yourself a stick.
That's right.
For Christ's sakes, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. This is a great show.
Yeah, it is.
We start off with a fucking camping trip, despite my warnings. We have two people that probably look like they should not be even in the same car together, let alone in a relationship together.
Yeah.
You got a really hot blonde, well, like a dirty blonde, and she's kind of like the athletic outdoorsy type. And she's basically in a relationship with Sheldon, the bookkeeper from every single movie you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
His real name is Seth. Well, the character's name is Seth. He looks just like the weed guy from Road Trip.
Road Trip.
Yes. Yeah. Right?
Yep. I think so too.
It's not the same actor though, is it?
No, it's not.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
It is?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Holy shit!
Wow. Right now.
I pulled that right out of my asshole.
Wow.
Well done.
Yeah, good job.
For that, I give myself a handshake.
I thought you were going to say hand job.
That comes after you guys leave. I don't know if I can do it. All right, so they're on a camping trip. Basically, Seth is... how do I explain Seth without calling him an outright pussy? I don't think there's any way to do it. He's a dork, right? Like, super smart, does not want to be camping. She wants to go camping because she's not a dork. And it's their anniversary, apparently, and she has promised anniversary sex, which I believe is anal. In case anybody's keeping track.
Okay.
I would hope so. If I'm being dragged out in the fucking woods, you better be giving up the back door, sweetie. That's what I'm talking about.
Or the Razorbacks are coming.
No, yeah, that's the you're getting the fucking attack crows. It's going down. All right, so that's what's happening. But they're just driving out there, and already he's complaining about bugs and heat, and there's a hotel nearby. Oh, that's Monica.
Me.
That's what I say, dude. Why go? Dude, if you want to go sleep under the stars, I got a perfectly good backyard. I'll pick up the dog shit. It'll be fine. Go out there, and if you have to go to the bathroom, you come right inside, use the fucking toilet.
Thank you.
A gentleman.
That's or right. Lady. Without the bugs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You can even take the dogs out there. They'll be fine. All right, so he's already complaining about shit. They get to the campsite, quote-unquote campsite, which is basically just a clearing out in the woods.
Yeah.
And they start setting up shop there. We make it all of about 16 minutes into this camping trip before Seth breaks the fucking tent.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
What do you expect? He didn't know what he was doing.
He doesn't know anything about camping. To be honest with you, I think he did it on purpose.
Right.
In which case, I give him a handshake for finding a way to get the fuck out of camping. Well done, Seth. You outsmarted her again, my man. All right, so they're like, fuck, we can't go camping now because we don't have a fucking tent, and pretty soon the mosquitoes are going to roll in. And in case you guys didn't, I don't know if you picked up on this, but we're in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. That's where I didn't pick up on
it. Okay. Only reason I know that is because there was a t-shirt in the gas station that said Oklahoma.
Oh.
Welcome to Oklahoma or something like that. Anyway, right about this time, we cut to another couple. These two aren't doing nearly as well as Seth and Polly.
No.
Here we have Dennis and Lacey. they don't look so good there, buddy. A little pale. Lacey's got a little bit of the, maybe like withdrawals or something. She's not tweaking, but she's not doing well.
Yeah, she looked like a drug addict.
Yeah, they both did, actually. Yeah. And apparently these two are on the run. For what we'll find out in a minute, but for our intents and purposes at this point in the film, they're on the run, and their truck, which I would assume is stolen, has either run out of gas or is no longer functioning. So they get out of that truck, and they push it off into the woods, and they basically just start walking down the road.
Yeah.
Excelente. Unfortunately, here comes Paulie and Seth on their way to the motel, and they happen upon Lacey, who's just kind of like flagging them down from the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
No, you keep going.
Yep.
I'm not stopping for you, you meth head. Unfortunately, they do, of course. They pull over, and they're like looking at her in the rear view and debating over whether or not they should actually see what her problem is or what's going on.
Right.
As they do that, they get a tap, tap, tap on the driver's side window, and we meet Dennis, her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Who is a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
And probably a little methed out himself.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what's happening here is your standard carjacking.
Yeah, this area was funny.
You thought it was funny?
What's coming up.
Well, yeah, of course. They basically pull Polly and Seth out of the car, and, hey, we're going to fucking take your car. Don't fuck around with me or I'll shoot you. We got to get across the border to Mexico. You know what? That actually doesn't sound like a bad time. Go to Mexico?
Yes.
Hey, if you get pulled over, you get to walk away because they pulled a gun on you. And if you don't get pulled over, maybe you can make it to the Titty Twister.
There you go.
That sounds like a pretty good fucking hang out with the Gecko Brothers.
That's right.
Or Satanica Pandemonia. I like the sound of that. So that's the plan. Oh, shit. Now we're all scared because we just got carjacked. And they took Seth and Polly hostage.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, Seth, you're driving, and Polly, you get in the back with Lacey. Seth doesn't know how to drive a fucking stick.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
let's have a moment of truth here. Can we all drive a stick shift?
I drove a stick here.
Did you?
Yeah, my blue car.
I can drive a stick just fine. Monica?
I learned how to drive on a stick, but I can't, because when I stop at a red light, I, like, panic. I kill it. What? I'm like, oh, my God. However, well, I have... practice.
Yeah.
I half drove a stick intoxicated very well.
Well, I mean, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
If you can do it drunk, you're pretty much golden.
If it came to it, if they said, you got to get to so-and-so and drive a stick, I could do it.
Okay. I'll buy that.
It was really easy for me to drive a stick because when I was 14, I drove a tractor. So, I mean, it was like, oh, here's a car for you. I was like, oh, well, I didn't even need lessons.
Yeah.
Because I knew what to do.
I'm with you. I learned my first car was a stick, and I just learned how to drive that, and then I get into an automatic, and I'm like, hey, look at all this free
time. I know, right?
It's really weird.
Every once in a while, I'll grab the stick. It's like, oh, shit, it's not there. I don't have the car.
Just to throw this out there, whenever I have a dream about driving, it's always a stick. I'm it's so weird. Huh.
Well,
okay.
That and like motorcycles. Like I can drive a motorcycle. Those are all sticks. Well, technically stick shifts because you have to manually shift.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, good times. Seth can't drive a fucking stick.
Yeah.
So he's like, "You're fucking worthless, dude. Get in the back then, and I will sit up front. And Polly can drive. You got it, dude. I don't let my wife drive anywhere, and she drives an automatic.
Oh.
So I'm just gonna put that out there. I get physically ill when she drives because like. It's either punch the gas and then slam on the brake. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, she's one of those?
Yes. No. It's almost like being on a ship.
Oh.
I start to get nauseous. I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, my wife's on the gunner a lot, just... Yeah, when we worked together, we had people that were, like, scared to ride with her to go anywhere. It's like, oh, no, we're not riding with you.
That's exactly right.
Hang on tight.
All right, so that's creepy. Now they take off, and they've just been taken hostage. Immediately, Lacey starts with, like, weird... She's talking about somebody named Ginger. We need to get back to Ginger. Is Ginger okay?
Mm-hmm.
Find out she's talking about a fucking dog.
Yeah.
And apparently the dog's been dead for a while. And Dennis keeps like talking to her, hey, don't worry about Ginger. Ginger's going to be fine. Again, we're getting this very unstable situation from Lacey. We're thinking possibly withdrawals. Maybe she's still got meth in her system or whatever drug of choice she's into.
There was something going on.
Bad business. Kaboom. They hit something in the road.
Yeah.
But they're still out in the middle of nowhere. It's nighttime now. They get out. They look at... they got to change a tire because they got a flat tire. Naturally, Seth can't change a fucking tire.
Of course not.
So Lacey and Dennis...
But he can watch.
Yeah, that's about it. Lacey and Dennis are on tire duty. We find out that Seth is actually studying to be a biologist.
Something. Because they kept talking about how old the trees were.
And... I want to say biologist or biochemist or something like that. Lacey has the gun now. She takes Seth back to the whatever it was they hit.
Mm-hmm.
She has convinced herself that that is Ginger.
Yeah, the dog, the dead dog.
Yeah, so she's like, you're going to fix Ginger.
Yeah.
And Seth is
thinking
like...
thinking it's still alive.
Yeah. And Seth is like, this is just a fucking...
pile of shit.
Road slick is what it is. But he's like, okay, okay, I'll take a look at her. And then he gets down there, and it's basically just a weird clump of fucking black crud... with, like, weird splotches of hair and spiky things sticking out of it. Looks like something out of a Super Mario villain or something.
Right?
Seth is like, all right, all right, all right, I'll fix it. And he reaches down to sort of touch it, and then it, like, lunges at him a little bit. He's like, oh, fuck. Lacey freaks out and starts shooting the thing, which is probably a good idea. I mean, that's what I would do.
Yeah, yeah.
Worst case scenario, you're putting it out of its misery, so there you go. Cut back to Dennis and Polly. They're changing the tire. They get the flat off, and Dennis is rolling it to the back of the car, and he gets pricked by something on his finger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He looks at it, and it's the same black spiky crud, and it's got like a, to coin the name, splinter going into his finger. So he's like, ah, what the crap is this?
Mm-hmm.
Pulls it out, doesn't pay it any mind, gets the new tire on the truck there, and we're back on the road. Excellent.
And that flat tire was full of those spikes.
Yeah. Something we forgot to mention was at the very, very, very beginning of this movie, we saw like a loser gas station attendant get attacked by what appeared to be a rabid raccoon, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
But it had the black crud all over it, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be problematic here in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
They're driving. They're, unfortunately, when they hit the thing, whatever the thing was, it punched a hole in the radiator. So now they've got they're on the verge of overheating also, which sucks. Yeah. So they're driving through the Oklahoma wilderness or wherever the fuck they are, and they come upon this gas station. Same gas station we saw at the beginning of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's lit up. Looks like we're in business. You know, you got the gas pumps. Looks like everything's fine there at the gas station.
Yeah.
Polly and Dennis go inside to pay for some coolant and possibly fill up the gas tank. Seth is outside, and he's wiping down the windows. Lacey is now, like, in the full-on throes of withdrawal, and she's spazzing right out.
Oh, yeah.
We get a little backstory here with Dennis and Lacey. Basically, we find out that they are on something, or they were. Dennis is pretty much clean. Lacey took her last hit, I think she said, the day before yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So she could still have some of it in her system, and she may be suffering from withdrawals.
Mm-hmm.
Lacey's like, hey, I'm going to use the bathroom. And Dennis is like, what are you going to do in the bathroom there, cutie pie? And she's like, none of your fucking business. And he's like, leave me your purse. So she takes a tampon and heads to the bathroom. Well, all right, I guess we solved that little mystery, didn't we? Heads to the bathroom with the tampon. She goes to the ladies' room, can't get the door open. Now she's going into full-on spaz attack. She's like beating on the door, let me in, let me in, let me in.
Yeah.
Was it just me, or did she pull something out of the tampon? Like, it looked like she was, like she had something hidden in the tampon, and she was, like,
Yeah.
So it may have been more meth or crack or whatever the fuck they were into. Yeah,
something. Probably she was freaking out so bad in the car.
Yeah.
A gun and pointing it and stuff. So.
Yeah, it's a high-stress situation there, buddy. Yeah. You so can't be carjacking people.
She probably needs something to calm down.
Yeah. How about a nice glass of water? Calm me down. Anyway, she's freaking right out. Cut to inside the gas station. Polly and Dennis are going to buy the coolant. There's nobody in there to purchase the coolant from.
Nope.
And they're like hanging out, and Polly's getting nervous, and she's like eyeballing things like the telephone and like there's a baseball bat and stuff.
Paranoid.
Well, she's paranoid because she's been taken hostage, buddy. That would make me paranoid too. Dennis is like, hey, what do we got to do to get some help around here? And there's nobody in there. All right, that's fucking creepy.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually Dennis is like, well, I'm just going to fucking open up this cash register. Cut back outside to Lacey. She manages to get the door open, and we find our gas station attendant inside the ladies' room.
Yeah.
He now has the full black crud treatment.
Oh, yeah,
it is not attractive, buddy.
Nope.
It's like if you were going to be in a Cure video, music video, except you had Parkinson's disease when you were putting on the makeup. You know what I'm saying?
With a little blobbish.
Yeah, just in weird spikes and shit coming out of him. He's like, oh, kill me, kill me. Lacey sees this and she freaks right out. She goes running around the side of the gas station. She's like, Dennis, Dennis, Dennis. And Dennis is like, oh, God, here comes this crazy bitch.
Yeah, what now?
Yeah, he goes running outside. He's like, okay, just calm down, everything's cool. Pretty soon, the attendant comes like, I don't want to say lumbering around, but he's like, he's all fucked up, man. He's like, his joints aren't bending the right way.
Yeah.
And he's like snapping into place and like, how would you describe that? It's like a weird Marilyn Manson type of a fucking...
He's breaking a little bit apart.
It's almost like that...
Is it The Ring or the Gothica or something?
Which one? Well, yeah, kind of, like with the stop motion movement.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's just like all contorted into these weird angles,
too. Yeah, that's
probably
the better way.
And he's just got this black crap all over him.
Mm-hmm.
Lacey's freaking out. Dennis is like, what the fuck is this? Seth is over there by the car. He's like, whoa. Everybody's basically having a panic attack. This thing was coming at Lacey. She kind of like got in between it and the car, and it kind of pounced on her, and then it just lunged right at the car.
Yeah.
Basically, I think Lacey, I don't think it really hurt Lacey, except when she fell, she hit her head. And I think that's how she died. Are you guys with me on that?
Yeah, like she got knocked out that way. And then so it finally touched her.
Is that what? Okay.
Yeah,
I'll buy that.
She was down.
I was a little fuzzy on that. No pun intended. that's kind of bad. But like this thing after that, it just jumps on the hood of the car. And Seth is like, what the fuck? So they all go running inside the gas station.
Yeah.
That's pretty creepy. They lock the door. First thing, the natural response would be to call for help.
Mm-hmm.
So Polly picks up the phone and she's like, I'm calling for help. The fucking thing, shit is fucked up here. Dennis is like, I'm not going back to prison. So he takes the phone and throws it on the ground and breaks it.
Yeah.
Well, that's no longer a possibility. Shit. All right. So now we still have this tenuous hostage situation where Dennis is pulling the gun on Seth and Polly, and they're like, what are we supposed to do now? That shit, that fucking thing is on our car. We obviously can't just drive out of here now, you jackass.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, just fucking hold on. Let me think. Let me think. So as they're sitting there thinking... Okay, so they're trying to figure out a plan, and then they start looking at the security cameras outside, and Lacey starts moving. And by moving, I don't mean like she's getting up and walking around. I mean like her arm is just kind of flailing.
Yeah.
Which is fucking creepy.
Mm-hmm.
We lose you? Yes, we did. So that's kind of creepy. And then, of course, Dennis sees that, and he's like, oh, baby girl, I'm going to come get you. And everybody's like, don't fucking go out there, man.
Yeah, hell no.
That fucking thing is sitting on top of the car.
Yeah, leave her ass out there.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's what I would do. I mean, she was probably, if she had cleaned up, she could have been like an 8. But in that method.
You're pretty generous.
Am I? I got a thing for white trash girls. all right, so there, he's like, I'm going to go get you, baby girl. And Seth is like, okay, you go. We'll keep an eye on the thing on the car. We'll watch it from the security cameras. If it moves, we'll yell, and you can run back in.
Mm-hmm.
So Dennis goes out. Pauly just closes the door behind him and locks it.
Yeah.
Which is probably a sound tactical move at this point.
Uh-huh.
He runs out there. He, like, hovers over Lacey. He's like, hey, girl, I'm going to get you inside. I'm going to get you inside. Everything's going to be okay. So he picks her up and, like, starts pulling her towards the door. And then she just kind of comes apart in a weird way, which was pretty fucking gross, actually. Yeah. Basically, the black crud has gotten inside her and is whatever this fucking shit is, it's bad. And it's basically, I don't want to say reanimated her, but it's now, like, inhabiting her body. And she's still dead, but now the black crud is using her body to get around in a very frightening and fucking disgusting way.
Yeah.
It's bad. Dennis just, like, drops her. He's like, God damn, son. Goes running back towards the fucking gas station, and Pauly decides she's not going to let him in.
Right.
So we get another very tense moment where he's banging on the door, and Seth is like, let him in. What are you doing? He still has a gun. And Pauly's like, I'm not letting him in. He's took us hostage and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we get a very tense screaming match between Seth and Pauly. Eventually, Seth himself just runs around the corner and lets Dennis back into the gas station. Yeah,
because Dennis was going to shoot her through the door.
If I'm in their position, I probably barricade the door and leave his ass outside.
But you don't want two of those things.
You don't, but at the same time, you don't want a meth head with a gun hanging out in there with you, right?
Oh, I would have let him in.
I don't know that I would have. You know what I would have done? I would have told him to slide me the fucking gun through that push thing.
Yeah.
Give me the fucking gun, I'll let you in.
And then when he gives you the gun, then you're not going to let him in. I mean, if you're the bad guy, you're like, yeah, I know this fucking dude.
He's just going to have to trust me. You either give me the fucking gun, or you're going to get mouth raped by the black crud there, Dennis. Which do you prefer? Anyway, eventually they let him back in. He comes in, and he backhands Pauly for not letting him in. And he's like, what the fucking shit is this? This can't be living. I got the gun. I'm in charge here. Big screaming match between the three of them. Seth, like, sort of comes to Pauly's aid. And then Dennis is like, you ain't no hero, son. You know it. I know it. She knows it. We all know it.
No, he's not a hero.
No, he's not. I think in this situation, though, you want Seth. You want a guy who can figure this shit out.
Yeah.
Because if it was just, like, two Dennises in there, it's just going to be bullets and... Yeah, I mean, he almost blew the fucking place up, but we'll get to that in a second. Mm-hmm. He did blow the place up, actually. Anyway, that's cool. So we're safe for a minute, but we still got a meth head with a gun we got to deal with. And at this point, old Dennis looks down at his finger, and the crud is starting to spread throughout his whole hand. Good news, it's not that much of it, and he still has control of his hand and his arm, but it's there, and it's...
Yeah, it's not getting any better.
No, it's not. You got to put some iodine or something on it, dude. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do anything. As we're having this little brief reprieve, we start getting a banging at the front door. Bang! Bang!
Yeah.
Look up. The shit that has gotten inside Lacey is now basically using her face as a battering ram.
Yeah.
To try to get into the gas station.
That was pretty cool.
Wacky, because it was like coming with like a side swing. Mm-hmm. So basically, it would have had to have bent her in half sideways and like... I don't know how you describe that. Like,
it kind of reminded me of like one of those tractor arms, you know?
Yeah, kind of. It's not good. No. I'll tell you that. No. And Lacey apparently had a pretty thick skull on her because she's about a half hour away from getting through the glass with her fucking forehead.
Antibiotics ain't gonna fix that.
Nope. Gonna have to put her down, Billy.
Yeah,
that's all there is to it. That's nasty. Shit. What are we going to do about this? That thing is going to be in here in a few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, old Dennis is like, oh, she's alive. She's moving again. He starts to open the door. She gets like a hand in, and then Seth like pounces and like slams the door, severing like her bowling fingers.
Yeah.
They just come off clean with the door.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck, you cut her fucking fingers off, dude. She's dead. She's dead. That's not her. It's some kind of a symbiotic... parasite thing, and it's now using her as an instrument, which is nasty.
Yeah.
Okay, as they're having this conversation, her fingers get up and start moving around the fucking gas station.
That was cool.
What the fuck is this? This is like a whole new level of Lovecraftian crap we have to deal with.
Yeah. It moves fast.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking spider. It's like one of Buddy's Black Widows, for Christ's sakes. That's nasty. Number one. Number two, it finds a puddle of Dennis's blood, runs over to it, and like I don't know, I guess absorbs it in a weird way.
Yeah.
Metamorphoses. And.
Oh, yeah, he said it metabolizes.
Metabolizes, yeah.
And, but basically turns the blood into the black crud, and then it, like...
feeds off
it. Yeah, and then it, like, grows another finger or something. Nasty. Nasty, nasty. You don't want it. They try smashing it with a big bag of dog food or something. It doesn't work. It doesn't even work. Mm-mm. Didn't care about that. All right,
just
shit.
Not hungry.
No. Not anymore. Fuck. That's pretty nasty. From there, we're like, all right, how the fuck are we going to get out of here? They managed to... What did they do? Did they throw that thing in the freezer or something?
I thought they did throw it in the freezer.
They threw it somewhere. They managed to, like, separate it from the rest of them. So they're okay for a minute. Now they're thinking, okay, we need to get some help out here, or we need to get the fuck out of this gas station. And they can see the fucking... Lacey is still banging on the fucking glass with her face, which is bad. All right, how are we going to get out of here? Dennis comes up with this not very good idea, I'd say, of basically starting a forest fire, which apparently this gas station is surrounded by woods. So how are we going to do that? Okay, we got a bunch of fucking lighter fluid canisters. We're basically just going to pour them out of the back door, hope that the gasoline runs down the steps into the forest, and then he's going to light that on fire. As they're kind of running down this half-ass...
Brilliant.
Dude, is Seth the only one with a brain in this group? He's like, the fire's going to come right back in here. This is a fucking gas station. Kaboom, you bitches.
Yeah.
As they're having this argument, luckily, an actual police officer pulls up into the gas pumps.
Mm-hmm. Or unluckily.
Well, I mean, so we're thinking we're in luck here. It's like a chick, like a heavy set chick. She gets out. She spots Dennis, who's apparently a wanted felon and convict.
Yeah.
She pulls her gun. She's like, open the door, Farrell. I see you in there. You're coming with me. They're like, okay, great. Yeah, let's do that. But you got to get back in your car.
Yeah.
And even Dennis.
Quickly.
Yeah. Even Dennis is like, get back in your car. Call for backup right now. Get everybody out here.
Which, she ain't listening.
No, she's like, I will. You just let them go first. You go, goddamn it, drop the gun. Basically, they're doing this back and forth. You drop it. No, I'll drop it. No, you. And everybody's screaming at her to get back in her car as fast as she can. As they're having this conversation, Lacey has gotten up onto the roof. And I'm just calling it Lacey because I don't know what else to call it.
Yeah.
And it comes down and puts like a leg scissors on the cop.
Huh.
And in a very weird move, like... I guess pinches her in half.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just wraps her legs around her, and then she just kind of comes in half. And
good.
Takes the upper part of her up
onto the
roof.
Lacey's got some strong legs, huh?
I guess so. Holy shit.
Those Kegel works out.
That's what it is. She got one of those Suzanne Summer thigh master things at home or something? I don't know. Pinches the goddamn cop in half and takes the upper torso of her up onto the roof with the rest of Lacey.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Okay, that's horrible. That's bad.
And she was unable to get a call for backup in.
No, she just kept calling to Cletus.
Yeah.
Fucking Cletus is asleep at the job again.
Must have been.
Fucking Cletus. That sucks, but luckily that actually leaves us with an alternative to blowing up the place.
Yeah.
Because when her upper torso went upstairs, the lower torso, which had her radio on it, got left down there out in front of the front door.
Yeah.
So Seth is like, okay, good. We don't have to blow the fucking place up and us with it. Fashions himself like a weird mechanical like hook thing out of a bunch of coat
hangers.
Duct tapes them together. Looking good. Gets the... they have like a night drop thing where you push the thing. So he loops it through there. The idea is that if they can get the upper receiver into the drop box, they can pull it through and call for help.
Right.
Solid plan.
Mm-hmm.
Beats putting the place on fire,
yeah,
I'd say.
Definitely.
So they start this operation. They actually do manage to hook it and loop it, and they're in the process of pulling it through when the big monster jumps off the roof and starts coming through the night drop box at them.
Yeah, not good.
No, and it's got like a weird arm thing that comes up.
Yeah.
And it's like monkey pawing at them trying to... Oh, fuck this thing, dude. They're like, oh, shit, it's coming through the goddamn drop box.
I would have ran out the back door.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know how much of that crud is out there. There might be 5 or 8 of those fucking things with various wildlife and shit. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, we saw that crazy raccoon at the beginning. Anyway, that sucks. Now the thing is coming through the drop box at them. They're like, fuck this. We got to haul ass into the cooler. Mm-hmm. So they get into the cooler, or actually, mm-mm. Dennis goes into the cooler. And they are there trying to fight off the thing, Polly and Seth.
Yeah.
The little finger thing gets loose. Yeah. Or actually, the arm breaks off, and now they got a whole arm in there chasing them around.
Right.
They got... they manage to, like... They like the arm is jumping at him, so he pulls like a shelf off,
yeah,
and kind of is like fighting it, like holding it off,
like as it's like shield. Jumping at it,
yeah. And Seth gets all quizzical with it. He's like, "Hey, man, look at this thing. It can't. It doesn't really see us. It just kind of senses us, and it's just coming after us." And about that time, Dennis pops out of the freezer. He's like, "Hey, you guys got to come in here with me." So they crawl into the freezer. That the thing gets through the shelf thing and is now jumping at the glass on the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of weird. Maybe it does see him. I don't know. I mean, it's just three fingers on a forearm. I don't know how it would see anything. Somehow it's detecting them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, eventually it just kind of forgets about him and just goes back to moseying around the rest of the gas station while they're held up there in the freezer.
You're probably getting a cigarette.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it's doing. This part is probably the gnarliest part of the whole movie, in my opinion. At this point, the fucking creeping crud has gotten into Dennis's finger and has now worked its way up past his wrist and is moving towards his elbow.
Oh, yeah.
At this point, it goes into full-on attack mode. Dennis still has control of the rest of his body except for his arm. So his arm just like starts twisting and snapping itself and contorting itself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, man. Like the fingers are going all weird angles.
Yeah.
The elbow breaks. The fucking... He's like, ah, fuck.
Stay away from it.
Yeah. Seth is like, dude, we got to amputate that shit.
Uh-huh.
So basically they tackle Dennis. They take I think it was a box cutter.
Yep.
Oh my God. They cut... all the way around his bicep. That part is bad enough, but it gets worse because they still have to find a way to break the fucking bone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Paulie is like stepping on it. Good news, Dennis has gone into shock and passed out. Seth, in an uncharacteristically ballsy move, just picks up a cinder block and smashes it on Dennis's arms, breaking the bone completely.
Yeah, first thing is done right all day.
Yeah.
Would that actually work?
I would assume so.
I would hope so.
Because they cut it down to the bone, so there's no muscle to protect the bone, right?
Just snap
it's
the bone.
It's just fucking cinder block on bone action. Oh, God. So, needless to say, Dennis passes out again after he screams. He passes out again. They put a tourniquet on the arm and get him stabilized. Fuck. All right. Now we fast forward, I guess, an hour or two. Dennis comes to, and now they're all drinking beer in the freezer, which is exactly what I would do.
Yeah.
Hopefully they got something stronger than beer, because I need to be as drunk as I possibly can get as fast as I can at this point.
Anything stronger is not in the cooler.
Yeah, probably not. I would start drinking that lighter fluid. I don't give a fuck. Dennis comes to, and now we kind of have like an awkward little bonding moment between the three of them.
Yeah.
And we get some backstory on
bad
Dennis.
Bad guys go good.
Yeah. Dennis is like, well, I guess if I got to die in this gas station, I'd rather do it with the two of you. And then they all kind of cheers with the beers. That's very nice. We get a little backstory on Dennis. Turns out he's not a bad guy. Basically, he is wanted on parole violation. He did some time for shooting a truck driver in the course of stealing his truck. Didn't kill the guy, but did paralyze the guy, which led to the guy's eventual death like a year later, and the complete bankruptcy of that dude's family.
Yeah.
Dennis feels completely horrible about this, and one of the things he wanted to do before he left for Mexico was take his whatever money he had stashed and give it to the guy's widow.
Mm-hmm.
So we find out that Dennis is basically a meth head with a heart of gold.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Yeah. As they're having this conversation, Seth gets that faraway, quizzical look like, oh, I think I figured this whole thing out.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what he says is, the thing isn't following them on sight, it's following them on heat.
Yeah.
So basically, it senses their body, because that's why the thing got lost interest, because they're in the cooler now.
Right.
So that's what we're surmising, is that the thing like senses body temperature, and that's why when... they first pulled up, the thing jumped on the car hood instead of following Seth and Dennis inside.
Yeah, dry humping the car.
Yeah, just out there. just going to town.
Oh,
it's
so warm and good.
Just going to absorb it, put my black crud all over it. Yeah. So that's cool. So now we have this new plan. Apparently, it's like the middle of July,
mm-hmm.
and we're in Oklahoma, so it's like 93 degrees outside. Plan is lower Seth's body temperature to below 93, which will make him less than ambient temperature. So he should be able to basically become invisible to this thing.
Yeah, like a ghost.
What he wants to do is get to the cop car, fire it up, drive it around to the front door, have them haul ass into the car, and then they can drive away.
Yeah.
That's the plan. Makes sense.
Uh-huh.
So he basically turns himself into like an ice cream sandwich.
Yeah.
So they make like a bed out of ice bags, and then he lays on it, and they put a bunch of ice bags on him again. And they got somehow they got a baby thermometer, and they're checking his temperature. He gets down to like 90 degrees or something like
that. Something like that.
No, it's like 80, 87, 88, something like that. And he's ready to roll, Daddy-O. So he gets up. He goes out into the gas station. They all go out into the gas station. He's like, okay, here I go. He's not adjusting to the cold. He's what I call a tropical creature, buddy. You know what I'm saying? He can't handle the cold very good at all.
Yeah, that's not how you get cool either.
Well, dude, he act like he got shot or something, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he's carrying the ice bags with him because he wants to stay cool, but he's like, Jesus Christ, dude. You're just cold. You know what I mean? I don't think you'd be that bent over about it. Anyway.
I don't know.
He gets outside. He's moving towards the car. He's looking good. He's moving like he takes two steps and then he stops and shivers. He takes two more steps, stops and shivers.
And they're not even full steps. It's just scoots.
No, yeah. And then he like just stops and like, all right, man. All right. pretty soon, because he's acting like a complete spazoid, he busts one of the bags of ice open and it all goes spilling out on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. It takes a few more steps. The other bag bursts. All the ice comes out. Now, but good news, he's just about at the cop car. He gets into the cop car, and he's got the thermometer in his mouth, so he keeps looking at his temperature.
Yeah.
His temperature's starting to go up.
Uh-huh.
So
slowly but surely.
Yeah, we're about to be in big trouble here.
Oh, yeah.
Gets into the cop car. We forgot the fucking keys. Nobody thought to think about the keys to the cop car. Come on.
I don't blame the nerd because he's probably freezing. So
it's not his fault. To be honest with you, I don't think I could come up with a better idea. You know? Now, this part is also very silly. They found a big box of fireworks in there, and they're throwing them out of the back door to attempt to distract the monster. And it works a few times.
Uh-huh.
That big puddle of lighter fluid is still out there, though. You know? Whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
Seth gets into the cop car. He's looking for the car keys. He can't find them, but he does pull the shotgun out of the back seat. Now, okay, this is the only problem I have with this movie. Okay, we've firmly established Seth as a full-on pussy. Can't change a tire. Can't drive a stick shift. What are the chances that he knows how to operate a pump-action shotgun?
Slim to none.
Zero is the correct answer. Zero, gentlemen. All right.
Could be a gamer.
There's no A button.
No, I was going to say.
The right trigger.
If he starts going like this, I'll buy it. No, he just loads that fucker, racks it, takes the safety off like he's done it 1,000 times.
Yeah, I guarantee he does not do that.
He doesn't know how to do that. Anyway, he's all fucked up. He sees the monster coming at him. It's like banging on the cop car. He's like, oh, fuck this. He runs back, hobbles back into the gas station. At this point, the monster has followed him into the gas station and is now going after Dennis and Polly.
Mm-hmm.
Big struggle there. He throws the gun to Dennis. Dennis is like trying to fend off the monster, which I thought was actually pretty impressive considering he only has one arm.
Yeah.
So he's shooting at it like pistol style. Then he has to throw the gun up in the air, rack it like Schwarzenegger Terminator 2 style.
Right.
Throw it again, catch it by the pistol grip, and then shoot it again.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That guy's got mad skills with the pump action. I'll tell you that right now.
That's how you use it.
I'm telling you, that's how you do it. I prefer to use mine with two hands.
Well, if you have two hands, you might as well.
For safety purposes. He's doing a pretty good job of fighting off the monster, though, so that's good. Seth and Polly get outside, and they're like just trying to get the fuck out of there. The monster gets Dennis, puts like a pretty good gash like in his clavicle area, which is fucked because now he's got even more of the crow.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't really sever the clavicle, right?
No.
You can't amputate that fucking thing. He gets outside. The monster's coming at him. They actually managed to start the big plan of starting the forest fire. That actually catches on fire with one of the fireworks, which starts the whole place on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Good news, not an explosion yet, but the gas station is on fire, and we have to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Now, you would think that the temperature of the fire would be enough to offset the monster.
You would think.
But the monster keeps coming at Dennis.
I think it's because it's already on him, so it's feeding.
I'll buy that. I'll buy that, sure.
But I think once it's done with him, then it'll go to the fire.
Yeah. Dennis makes it outside. The monster's still coming at... Whoop. You all right?
Yep. Good.
Buddy brought his lunch with him today. The monster starts following Dennis. Dennis is just like laying on the ground. The monster's on fire, but it's still coming. Seth and Polly run over to Dennis, and Dennis gives him the keys to a safety deposit box,
mm-hmm.
which has all of his stolen money in it, and the address of the widow of the truck driver. Makes them promise to take the money out of the deposit box and get it to her.
Right.
All
right,
again, we have our meth head with a heart of gold. And then he's like, oh, fuck it, and he just shoots the propane cylinders, and then the whole place goes kaboom, and then that's the end of our monster, the end of our gas station, and our tweakers. And that's pretty much the end of your movie. You see Seth and Polly walking down the road as the sun's coming up. And they're like, oh, next year we're going to Hawaii, you fucker.
And then, I'd go to Antarctica.
That's a good place to go.
Yeah.
I'd go...
wherever it's not warm.
Anywhere other than Oklahoma. That's pretty badass. And then at the very end, we see that original raccoon with all the crud in it. And the crud is like still moving a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's pretty much your movie, kids. What'd you think of Splinter?
That was a badass movie.
I love the fucking monster, man.
Yeah, they really did good with it.
Yes!
It almost reminded me a little bit about your Black Sludge.
My Black Sludge?
Uh-huh.
What are
from
you?
From Creepshow.
Oh, crap in the lake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, if it was in the water.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'd rather deal with this thing than the black crud in the lake of Creepshow. Because this thing will kill you, but and then it'll use you to get at your friends, and that's fine. But that shit in the lake looks like it like burns. You know what I'm saying?
But that one can't come after you.
Yeah, it can.
Yeah, it
tidal
can.
Wave the kid at the end.
Well, if you're not around any water, you don't have to worry.
I don't know about that. It might just creep up into the trees or something, or into my 7-year-old bedroom floor, for Christ's sakes.
Through the toilets.
It's kind of like a modernized blob.
I could see that.
A black blob.
The way it just like assimilates everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it gets inside your dead girlfriend and fucks her all up, and now she's using her face as a battering ram.
Yeah, I can't even really compare it to anything.
No.
No, it's bad. I would call this, it's similar in nature to the Dunwich Horror. I don't know if you guys ever read that.
Mm-mm.
Not that shitty 70s movie. That has nothing to do with anything. Great show. Definitely check out Splinter, inmates. If you haven't seen it,
definitely.
I think you're going to love this
definitely.
One.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Let's take us a little break.
Hey, is it me or did Dennis kind of look like Jason a little bit, but with
Jason
hair?
Harrell?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I didn't see that. I didn't think of that, but yeah, now that you mention it, yeah.
Yeah, because that's all I was thinking about while I was watching it. Holy shit, that looks like
that
Jason.
That guy does look like Jason Harrell.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just with hair.
Yeah, and less than sunny disposition.
Yeah. There you have it.
There you have it, folks. We're going to take us a little break. We'll come back with some other stuff. We'll be right back.
I'm dead. Hey, inmates. If you like what you hear, head over to the Padded Room Facebook group and support us through the patron link with a small monthly donation. Check out the T-Villain link at paddedroom.podbean.com and grab some t-shirts. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
And we are back.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. It's trivia challenge time, boys and girls.
Padded Room Trivia Challenge.
I hope you've done your studying.
Well, you didn't tell us.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I did not. I've made this one significantly easier for you, though. Oh, boy. This week's theme, actors and the horror villains that they play. Now, you guys have a choice. I can give you the character and you give me the actor, or I can give you the actor and you give me the most prolific character.
Oh.
Which do you prefer?
I think if we name the actor.
Okay. So I'm going to give you the character. You're going to tell me who the actor is.
Okay.
I'm going to start you off nice and easy. First one to answer gets the points. I'm going to start keeping track right now. Freddy Krueger.
Robert Englund.
Thank you. Yeah. Monica is on the board.
Brain fart there.
Yeah, I did.
Your guy.
I hate quizzes. I blank out on everything.
I'm gonna stock up on bananas and Sprite, amigo. If you want to do like a practice run, you let me know. Number two, Pinhead.
No clue. I don't know his name.
Oh my god! Oh, I am so mad at myself right now.
His initials are the same as mine, and everybody in this house. Now that I think about it. Nothing?
No.
Monica?
I know you're an itchel.
I cannot think of his name. Oh, God,
GP is going to kill you guys. Doug Bradley.
That's
Doug Bradley.
Right.
What I was looking That's for. Right. Okay, now they're going to start getting a little more difficult. without looking at the wall behind me, Jason Voorhees.
Oh, Kane. Kane Hodder.
I'll tell you, there you go, Monica. Not looking good, buddy.
Nope.
Not looking good at all. All right. I don't think you're going to get this one, but we'll try it anyway. Herbert West, Reanimator.
Oh, Jeffrey Combs.
Booyah! Monica!
That little nerd.
Running away with it. Lastly, the Wishmaster.
Fuck. I can see him. He's a gangster dude, and I can't think of his name.
No problem.
Oh, buddy. Well, I mean,
he's got a pitted face.
He does.
That's all I know.
I was looking for Andrew Divoff.
Oh.
Wow. That's two for Monica. She is running away with this one. So I guess what you want to do is just relax your throat and just let it come out when the vomit comes, buddy.
I watched the Sprite challenge.
Oh, did you?
It's very foamy, it looks like.
Can we throw in Pop Rocks into that mix, too?
I don't want my head to explode.
I don't think you need to.
I don't want to have a heart attack or anything. Jeez.
Could be a separate challenge.
And the winner of this week's trivia challenge for the second week, Miss Monica. Would you like me to make you some flashcards or something? is there any way I can help you, buddy, with this? Or
no, I'm just terrible at trivia.
Yeah, I'm gathering that. You probably should have thought of that before you agreed to this challenge.
I don't even drink soda, so I'm like, okay.
Oh, no.
He's all, I would have rather have ate, like, chocolate-covered roaches or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll eat that with you. I don't care. All right, let's get into some. What are you looking at, then?
What are you looking at?
It's a short week for us, so we had to kind of cut it close a little bit. I only got two movies in. Satanic from 2016. You guys seen this one?
Yeah.
It's on the queue. What did you think?
Not very good. Would you, okay. Monica, you saw this one?
Yes.
What'd you think?
Stupid.
One of my pet peeves in horror movies is when the characters have easy outs, but they just don't do. They just don't take them. Don't pick up the hitchhiker. If she's offering to leave, let her leave.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fuck with the people that own the satanic bookshop. Don't follow them home because they kicked you out, you fucking assholes. Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
It's not very good. You could probably skip that one. It does have a very cute girl in it, though.
Sounds a bunch of poor decisions.
That's what it is, and it just gets stupider. Although it does bring to light something that I'm kind of interested in, and that's dark tourism. Have you ever heard of this?
No. Got my curiosity.
Where basically, instead of going to like theme parks, you go to like places where famous murders took place.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that's one of the things they were doing in this movie, is they went to Los Angeles, and they went to like... the Tate LaBianca murder houses and stuff like that. It's kind of fascinating to me. Unfortunately, the characters are fucking idiots, and then they end up dead. And in a weird satanic time loop thing. Always Shine from 2016. It's another Shudder exclusive. You heard of this one? Kind of weird. You got two actresses budding, like aspiring actresses, that go on a weekend retreat together.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is like a major bitch bag, and she's very jealous of the other one's success.
Oh, I have heard of this, but I have not seen it.
It's not bad. They left the ending very ambiguous, because you're led to believe that the jealous one murdered the mousy one and is trying to assume her identity. But then at the end, you start to think, well, maybe they were just the same person the whole time.
Okay.
So it's very weird with the ending. It's not a bad show, though. More of a like a psychological thriller, I'd say. It's all I'm looking at on a short week, Monica.
Me too. I only watched one horrible movie called Black Mountainside.
Never heard of it. Is this a racial thing?
You know what? When you start watching this movie, you're all excited because you feel like you're stepping into a new thing movie.
Okay.
So you have a bunch of guys at a research facility in Canada where it's freezing, and they find something, and then pretty soon the working staff disappears.
Oh.
And then people start cutting off body parts.
Wow,
you got my attention.
Yeah,
but it's very boring because it was just them hallucinating isolation.
Okay.
See, I hate when they try to get all meta with the ending. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You had me right up until the hallucination
thing. I know. They have, like, everybody. They even had a Giles in there, so I'm like, this is the thing.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Dude, I hate that, and then I hate when you find out that they were dead the whole time. That's another. That's just lazy writing. That's, we don't know how to end this, so we're just going to slap that in there and call it a day.
What was that? The Others? Something
like that? Well, that was like the original one. That one was pretty good.
Yeah.
But like that last one we watched with where they were in the hospital, and it was blatantly obvious they were all dead from the word go. Oh, fuck off. Fuck you. Anyway, buddy, did you get a chance to watch anything?
I got to see the season finale of Game of Thrones.
Season one.
Yeah, season one.
Whoa, off with his head, man.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any... Well, I'm not going to ruin anything for you. But I didn't... When you watch that one, you do not see that coming.
No.
Especially the way the first season was marketed. Monica, I know you have no idea what we're talking about.
Oh, man.
But he's like in all the posters, in all the freaking...
He's the man.
He's the main guy.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the season, they're like... Nope. Especially after that punk-ass kid said that he was going to let him go and he's going to marry his daughter. And then,
Yeah, my wife was furious. She's like, this is why I can't watch shows like this.
It gets somewhat better. Anyway, that's cool. That's what we're looking at. How about a little immersion therapy then?
Therapy.
My iPod died, so I can't play the intro.
Oh.
Well done. It's all right, I can drop it in later. What did we watch? Oh, The Pack. You guys got a chance to watch that one?
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's okay.
It's fine. It's.
I liked it.
Yeah. It's finally a dog movie that isn't going to make me cry.
I love the leader dog, the black one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all I want is a black dog like that.
That was, what do you think those were, German Shepherds? They were pretty sizey. They were pretty big.
Yeah, they almost look like wolf hybrids of some kind.
Yeah, something. Mm-hmm.
I had a problem with their sense of smell. They didn't have any. And I'm like, that's just bullshit. They're right around the corner and you can't smell them.
I mean, I don't know.
My dogs don't have a very good sense because I like to fuck with them where I like call them. I'll like peekaboo outside and then run in really fast and hide behind a door and they come in and they're like, where is she?
Yeah, but these are a pack of hunters.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I would have written that off if they had said that they were like all had rabies or something, but they never went that route. They just said they were feral dogs. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of nutty. I really like the part where like right at the end when she had the tire iron and she was leaned up against the car.
Oh,
and
the
big dog was like stalking towards her and she's like, eh. Mm. But then the dad was on the hood with the
sniper right rifle. When it started to lunge, sort of like get ready to,
Your wife brought up a good question. What the hell happened to the pet dog the whole damn movie?
Yeah, because they brought it up. It's like, where's Ollie? And then Ollie's gone. And then all of a sudden appears up at the very end. Yeah.
That dog's a punk ass is what he is.
He was like, I'm not coming back here.
That's a smart dog.
You're probably right. Probably wouldn't have survived if you tried to help.
Or he went after another one that was in heat.
Yeah.
Or somebody had a squeaky toy.
I thought for sure, because Ollie was missing, that there'd be one scene in there where the dog's gonna get ready to get the kid, and that, you know, like
Ollie was gonna
just sacrifice himself.
That would have made sense.
Have you guys, just to get off topic real quick, have you guys seen that live footage of the guy that went moose hunting and he strapped a Go camera on his Norwegian elk hound and she had taken off and was attacked by three wolves? Whoa, and caught the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah, you can find it on Yahoo. It was really traumatizing to watch.
I don't think I need to see that. That sounds terrible.
Well, she did come out in the end.
Yeah?
Oh, she's alive?
She survived it. Like, her very last breath of being attacked by three wolves, she, like, just full-on went into rage and injured another wolf. And then by then, her owner had found her. So she did get saved.
Wow. That's good. I don't think I need to see that. It always has been a fantasy of mine that I want to get bit by a wolf. Just to see if you turn
into a werewolf.
I would like to be a werewolf. I'm not going to lie to you.
You got a choice, vampire or werewolf?
Werewolf all day.
Well, you kind of hope you don't get rabies.
Well, I mean, worst case scenario, I'll get a tetanus shot, and it'll have a cool scar and be like, that's where the fucking wolf got. Right? Best case scenario, I'm a fucking werewolf, and I'm going to tear the assholes out of some jerks that I know. All right. That was a good pick, Monica. You did well in Buddy's absence. Buddy, you're back on point, my man. What do you got for us?
All right. So this week, let's check out... Oh, shit. Wrong one. Let's check out 2004's Night Watch. It is written and directed by Timur Bekmambetov. And it stars Konstantin Kabahinsky, Vladimir Menshov, and Maria Poroshina.
That's a great show.
Oh, you did pretty good there.
Yeah. That's a great... It opens up like a whole mythology. You're going to love that shit.
Awesome.
It's very Matrix-esque, I'd say.
Cool.
Yeah, good times. Check that out, inmates. What?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Nothing. I forgot to even bring that up to you guys.
What?
About the Matrix.
What about the Matrix? They're going to reboot it?
Yeah.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, but they're really vague about it right now. It could just possibly be a rumor. As far as I know. Do you know anything that I don't know?
No, I heard it was a for sure thing.
Oh, really?
And actually, Keanu Reeves said that he would read the script first to see if it's worth doing for him.
Yeah.
And he'd come back to be in it.
I don't see why he would come back to be in it.
I mean, if it's a reboot, it doesn't make any sense.
No.
Well, they just put him in as like some old dude.
I don't like that. I hate that.
He could be the guy going, Mr. Anderson.
That would piss me right off. They tried to do that with the Ghostbusters.
Right.
They made Bill Murray like a fucking cab driver or something. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm out. No, I don't want any part of it. Awesome. Let's get our let's educate Miss Monica then, shall we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
educating Miss Monica.
I mean, do we need to? We just ran down the whole fucking...
I know!
Just ran down the whole movie that she is. Inmates, I apologize. It was my... I didn't know. We picked the movie during the break last week, and I said, let's do Splinter, and she was like, yeah, okay. And then 15 minutes later, we're educating Miss Monica, and she walks us right through Splinter.
That's what I was like. They gotta get... Somebody's gotta get this movie.
Well, there you have it. She's Splinter, and we just ran you through the whole movie, so there you go. Just for shits and giggles, Monica, hit us with your clues one more time, please.
I wish I had my book with me, but I don't.
Okay.
I know I said we were camping under the stars.
We got carjacked.
Carjacked and kidnapped.
And now there's a fucking parasite that after we have to us. Deal with. Yeah. It's Splinter.
Yeah.
It's goddamn Splinter. That was completely coincidental, inmates. I swear to Christ.
It was.
All right, my dear. Who might That's you awesome. Be this week?
Okay. This is a tagline from the movie. Go to hell, Chuck. What do you get when you have two hot chicks and they're both a little crazy, a bro that means well sometimes, and a cool ice cream shop?
Go to hell, Chuck. Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, that's a fair... We'll get into that in a minute. Next week, I suppose. All right, think about that, inmates, and we'll do the same and get back to you next week. In the meantime, I think we'll go ahead and cut the werewolf athletics section unless you guys have something you want to talk about.
Mm.
No?
Not yet.
Okay, yeah.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah, please do. Everywhere except for here, the weather is actually pretty cold.
Yeah.
Here it's pretty nice. I've been going for runs and stuff.
Yeah, it's really nice here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So check that out. Again, we're going through another schedule change, inmates. We're going to bring you the next week's show on Tuesday coming up. So you're going to get like a triple barrel of Padded Room right to your face, back to back to back to back in a weird way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
that'll be Tuesday the 21st.
The 21st. What did we say we were going to do? I forgot already. God damn it. The Unnameable.
Unnameable, yes.
See, we couldn't even think of it.
Dude.
So you gave us the answer earlier.
We're getting old.
It's that damn trivia. I can't do trivia.
Shit. You guys are falling apart at the seams already. See, this is what happens when we do it on Thursday night. Nobody knows what the fuck is going on. All right, inmates. Check us out on Facebook, the Padded Room Podcast, Inmate Recreation Area. You can get a hold of us there. Again, the mental health hotline is area code 775-387-0275. You get us on the regular old email at thepaddedroom2011@hotmail.com. If you feel like making a donation, it would be greatly appreciated. You can find the Patreon link at paddedroom.podbean.com. You can also do your Amazon and t-shirt shopping there through similar links, and we'll get a little kickback. Helps us keep the show going and keep it free for you to download on a every week or sometimes even twice a week basis.
Mm-hmm.
So check all that shit out. Thank you very much for listening. Join us next week for The Unnameable from 1988, right? I believe it was 1988. Rounding out Creature Feature Month. In the meantime, for the Padded Room Podcast, Miss Monica and Buddy, afraid visiting hours are over.
Bye.
Have a great week.